Welcome back to the Beatty Boys podcast.
The show that's mostly true.
Quick update on the twin telepathy Mario Kart experiment.
It works. I knew he was going to throw the blue shell.
Everyone knows I'm going to throw the blue shell. That's not telepathy. That's Mario Kart. Anyway, today's guest is a legend. The Institute of Extremely Old Things sent us their number one professor.
Extremely old things? Like Dad's knees.
Today, we're learning about the American Revolution. You know, 1776, Declaration of Independence?
I declare independence from cleaning my room.
That's kind of how it started. There's the door! Come on!
Professor Agatha Powderwig, Institute of Extremely Old Things. Hold my satchel. It bites. Now, which one are you?
Xander. Weston's grabbing his notebook. Is that watch glowing?
Ignoring that entirely. Xander, wonderful. Tell me, what do you know about the American Revolution?
There was tea, and somebody got mad at the tea.
Astonishingly, that is correct. Picture it. 13 colonies, ruled by a king an entire ocean away. And the king keeps slapping taxes on things. Tax on sugar, tax on paper, tax on tea. And the colonists get no vote on any of it. No say at all. So one December night in 1773, colonists sneak onto three ships in Boston Harbor and dump 342 chests of tea into the sea.
Into the ocean? What about the fish? You can't just chum the harbor with tea, Professor. The crabs were wired for a week.
I have never once been asked about the crabs. In any case, my watch, you asked. It is glowing, and that means... Weston, get in here and grab a hand! Why is the garage spinning? Field trip!
Okay. Cobblestones, horses, everyone's wearing buckles. Xander? Professor? Stay calm. You're 11. You're alone in Philadelphia?
Lost, young man?
Kind of. Extremely. I'm looking for my brother. He's 9. He's probably licking something historical.
A common affliction. Benjamin Franklin, at your service.
The Benjamin Franklin? Lightning Rod Benjamin Franklin? Kite Benjamin Franklin? Bifocals? I have a marshmallow catapult.
A catapult man. Excellent. I began as a printer, you know. Ink on my hands at 12. Build things, young Weston. The world belongs to those who build.
What are you building right now?
Lowering my voice. A country. Just through those doors, we are arguing over a document. A declaration that these colonies are free and independent states. No king. We govern ourselves.
Just design a new government from scratch? That's the coolest build in history. Where do I sign?
You don't. You're 11. And mind, it is treason what we do. If we fail, they will hang us. I've told the others, we must all hang together, or most assuredly, we shall all hang separately.
Most metal thing an old guy has ever said to me.
Professor? This pretzel tastes like 1776.
You dropped it in the street. And ate it anyway. And I should mention the streets are largely composed of horse poop.
So, history? is poop. More than most textbooks admit. Yes. Now, while we search for your brother, a secret. Not everyone here wants independence. Roughly one colonist in five stayed loyal to the king. Neighbors against neighbors. Even families split apart.
Why would anyone side with the tax guy?
Well, some feared war. Some liked order and the protection of the world's greatest navy. And some liked one particular royal rule. In 1763, the king drew a line down the Appalachian Mountains and told the colonists, no settling past it. The wild lands beyond were off limits.
Wait! Hold on! Wait. The king said, leave the forest alone?
In effect. Yes. No.
Cutting it down?
No. Building on it?
Just woods doing wood stuff? Rivers full of non-tea-flavored fish?
Now, Xander, history is complicated.
Professor? I am now a loyalist.
200 years of scholarship, undone by one boy's love of wood stuff. Look, there's your brother. And why is he wearing a tricorner hat?
Xander, guess what? I met Benjamin Franklin, and I'm a patriot now. Liberty, independence. We're designing a whole country from scratch. It's like creative mode for governments. I can't talk to you.
What?
I'm a loyalist, Weston. Long live the king. He protects the forest.
The forest? He taxes everything and you don't get a vote? No taxation without representation!
The king said no building past the mountains. You'd pave the whole wilderness for your dumb liberty catapults.
They would be freedom catapults and, you know what? Take off that loyalist face right now!
Make me traitor. Oh, it is so on!
Say liberty. Never. God save the... Ow! The king! You're stepping on my allegiance! You knocked off my hat! That was a historical hat! We are rolling in horse poop, Weston! Oh!
You are standing on my map, son.
Sorry, General Washington, sir. It's him. From the money.
You seem troubled, young man.
I'm a loyalist, sir. The king protects the forests, and my brother's a patriot, and we wrestled about it in the poop, and I don't even know if we're still brothers.
I have neighbors. Friends of many years who chose the king. Good people. This war has split father from son. I take no joy in that. And neither should you.
So, how do you pick?
You ask what you cannot live without. I could live under a king. I could not live unable to speak, to choose, to govern our own affairs. So today I read my men a declaration from Philadelphia. That all men are created equal. And we shall see it through.
First thing, no.
Son, when you are grown, see to it your free country keeps its forests. That duty will fall to you.
Okay. Do it. Sir, why is everyone pulling down that statue of the king with ropes?
The men are recycling. 40,000 musket balls, I'm told. You should stand back.
They're melting the king into... Weston, you gotta see this!
Oh, and we're back! In our own garage! In our own century! Smelling like revolutionary poop! The professor's gone! There's a note. Old-timey handwriting. Blended scuffle, boys. Same time, next time. P.S. Check your pockets. A dot. I got a musket ball made from the actual melted king. I got a printed pamphlet that says, "Join or die." Franklin is so metal. So, still a loyalist? I'm a forestist. Washington said it's my job to make sure a free country keeps its woods, so the trees win either way. That's actually the most mature thing you've ever said. Also, I fed my pretzel to the duck. The duck was in 1776? Weston, the duck is always there. Wait, the duck been observing us? Across time? Rule anything out. Next episode. Guests do when they mysteriously vanish. That happens to us. The Beady Boys. Mostly true. 100. Oh.
That's not the... Fine. That's the slogan now. Bye, everybody.